What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Do some segments?
Yeah, we got some good quotables. This is from one of our helpsters. This is from Mindy. We don't usually miss people. We miss the way they made us feel. Maybe they made us feel strong, loved, attractive, wanted, or safe. Figure out ways or activities you can give yourself these feelings so when someone walks away, they can't take those feelings away from you.
Wow.
I love that.
So man,
that is such a good one.
Yeah. Where was that like 10 years ago? Like, I really could use that.
Yep.
We also have another quote from our Facebook group from Caitlin. Don't make excuses for horrible people. You can't put a flower in an asshole and call it a vase.
Love it.
That is awesome. God, thank you guys for these awesome quotes. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, you should. It's so much fun.
It's the greatest thing ever. Did you guys see the post where somebody asked about like, hey, I'm just curious what everybody's professions or careers or interests are? And there's like 150 comments on there.
Really?
Just people with like just all across the board, different
That's
professions,
so cool.
All over the world. It's so cool. We just like have a friggin' experts at our hand in all different areas.
Yeah.
Like that is just, it's my go-to place when I have questions. That's all.
I'm going to go there when, I'm going to go to that post specifically when I get sick of stand-up just to look at all my other options. These people are like me. They're doing it. I was asking people who, in the Facebook group if they had done EMDR therapy.
Yeah.
So that was really helpful to hear back from people who either had thought about trying it or were scared to try it or had tried it and it was really helpful. Someone said they had started doing it with their child. Like, really, really cool just to have that group as a resource, even for us. I mean, it's great. Although my therapist did tell me this week, she was like, I would suggest like keeping, you know, what we work on in here private. And I kind of had to be like, oh, I do jokes about like all this stuff we're working through. Like, oh. I mean, I'm like, I'm not doing jokes about you as my therapist, but like,
right.
I have a joke about this stuff my dad said to me that we're going through, you know, like,
yeah,
that's kind of the thing. But I felt weird about it because I was like, you told me you wouldn't Google me. So did you Google me?
That's
and
funny.
See how open I am.
What is EMDR?
EMDR. It's,
what does it stand for?
It's like
again?
Is it electro? I don't know. Oh, no, it's eye movement desensitization? Something.
Okay.
I should know this.
I think
it's eye movement. But basically they put headphones on you and there's like a tone that goes back and forth between your ears and there's like a little thing tapping. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And your therapist like talks you through it and basically you go through like a traumatic memory for like 20 minutes with your eyes closed where it's like you're in an almost like meditative state and you just like remember it very, you go through it like very vividly, and your therapist like talks to you and you sort of answer like how you're feeling in that moment and what you believed about yourself in that moment and, you know, what would you tell yourself now, like all these different things that eventually result in you sobbing. But it is very and then you kind of like open your eyes and like they're like, okay, you need to look around, like you have to like reacclimate to where you are, because you've just been, it feels like you were dreaming essentially, like a very vivid dream. It's very weird. And I was a little like skeptical of it beforehand, like not skeptical, like I was like, yeah, let's try anything, but I didn't think it would affect me as much as it does and did. So I was really, and it was messing with me a lot, so I was curious what other people in the group what their experiences
and what do they say the outcome, like what is, why bring up a traumatic event, re-experience it, and like you're processing it differently, you're like what's kind of the point of that
the
therapy?
Point is to reprocess the trauma in a way that like basically you can form different beliefs, like because when you're a kid or when you're younger, when you're going through something traumatic initially, you know, you may come to certain conclusions about like, okay, well, everyone's gonna lie to me, or like I can't trust anybody, or you know, people don't care about me, or I can't ask for help, and you don't really even realize that you've made those associations in your head or you've formed those beliefs, and so you just go back through and it's painful because you have to relive it, but you come out the other side, hopefully. This is how it's been explained to me, so please don't write any angry emails like, you're explaining it wrong. This is what my therapist told me. And hopefully you come out of it like going like, okay, that was a false like belief about myself, or, you know,
kind of like undoing your work. Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very rewiring. Cool. Is that like a good shit slash defuck moment for you? experience?
I don't know yet. That was just an endorsement of the Facebook group. I'm not sure what it, well, you know, to be determined.
Yeah. I'd like to do an episode on it.
Yeah. Me too. I would really love to do an episode on it.
Curious about your
absolutely.
Your
I added it to the Google Doc.
Yeah.
It's sweet. There. God, our Google Doc.
Oh God, there's like 500 things, and that's just the bare minimum. That is just random things we've mentioned, and then we compile all of your all of our listeners' suggestions, and that is just not even digging deep yet.
Like, it's so long. It's like the ongoing CVS pharmacy receipt of Google Docs. Like it just keeps going. You're
it
like,
really what? Does. Oh my
god. But it's good because we, you know, we plan on doing this for a long ass time. So many things to talk about till we die. The Golden Girls.
Sometimes I get stressed out that like there's so much I want to talk about and I want to do it all right now. Like everything feels urgent that I have to talk myself out of it. Like, okay, we're gonna be doing this indefinitely. Like we have time. It's okay, but yeah, like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, we need to do this, everything, all of it.
You do a radio show.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're that part of you has made me less of that.
I'm glad it's helping somebody.
Because it's funny to see it from the outside and be like, oh my God, I can't be like that. Yeah. Like it seems exhausting. I don't know how you're going on a day-to-day basis, not just having to take a nap every 15 minutes.
Oh, I totally exhaust myself. I exhaust myself and then I do take a nap because I work from home now, so it's much easier. But I wonder if that's a different kind of therapy where you just like follow me around and then you just, oh, I'm much better than this. I feel
not
like
much
I'm not better. I think I'm better
call
off.
This comparative therapy.
So glad this is not my brain.
it's double-sided because it's funny because you also are like more, I think, laid back in certain ways than Taylor and I. Like you're more content, not like, I don't know, flying your body around the country. I suppose. So there are times
your body around the country.
You're content with your body in the same place for most of the time.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's times where Taylor and I are like, oh man, like Delaney's so good for us. She really like grounds us and brings us back. And there are other times where I'm like, oh my God, I cannot do the thing that Delaney's doing right now because it would make me so anxious.
You're telling me I got to sit with myself every day. Look how hairy my legs are right now. I just noticed that.
What do you
do? I have not shaved my legs.
Oh my gosh.
It's probably, I'll be honest, it's been months. I just, well, you know what? It just started getting hot. So I just started wearing shorts like there's 2 days ago.
You can't even see the hair on your leg.
Oh my gosh.
Kelsey can.
But once you feel it, you can't unfeel it. Let me tell you that much. Tell you that for free. You're like the little boy in Jumanji when he turns into a monkey.
Oh my god.
Honestly though, like you can't see it. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you can't see it.
You could really see it on me if I figure mine out.
I should probably do something about that.
You know it's been too long when you can like feel it in the breeze.
Yeah.
That's when it's like
when it's slowing when you down as you walk.
Yeah. It's slowing you down. When there's some drag. Yeah.
You put your jeans on and it kind of hurts a little bit.
Or it pokes out through your jeans.
Oh yeah. Dude, when your pubes poke out through your underwear.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Remember we've talked about this.
Oh, the underwear and the dress.
On the fucking Tonight Show backstage after I'd already gone on, I looked down and I could see pubes sticking through my dress. Not just through my underwear, through my dress. And it wasn't like a thin dress. I was like, what the fuck is happening? If I can look back and there are visible pubes on the Tonight Show, I will actually kill myself.
And there were. You looked amazing. I had a UTI on the Tonight Show.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, I did.
I'll never be honest, so I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, it's a rough.
Can I tell you guys, I started shaving my face.
You did tell me that, and I'm curious about what the fuck that means.
Is this a good shit?
I guess it's part of my good shit. Yeah. I started buying the face razors. You can get them on Amazon. There's like the Tinkle brand, and then also Schick does one, but it's just like a single blade. It like don't go in with like a Schick Quattro or whatever, because I've heard that can make your hair start to grow back like darker. But if you just do the little single blade, it's called dermaplaning technically, and it like takes off the top layer of your skin, so it really like exfoliates. And I just have a lot of like peach fuzz on my face. So I didn't shave like my forehead, but like around like my cheeks and stuff, and my chin and my mustache. It's great. I really like it so far.
Look at you.
So
wow,
any listeners are interested, there's a lot of YouTube videos on it, and it's supposed to help like your skin products soak in better and make your makeup look better, because it's not like sitting on top of hairs.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. Probably less sweaty probably too, huh?
I don't know.
Maybe less glistening. I get real glistening with my hair, my forehead hair especially.
Oh, yeah, me too.
A lot of people have mentioned my forehead hair in the sun.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, look at that.
A lot of rude people in your life.
Jeez.
Yeah, wow. Mostly family and friends, you know.
Okay.
It's all in good fun, but also like I'm very aware of my forehead hair.
Oh, my God. Now I'm like, I need to go look at my face. Oh, my God. I have a self-care list. This week, I Googled the inevitable earthquake that's supposed to hit California like into oblivion. I started at 2 a.m.
The
reason I started is because Delaney and our beautiful new associate producer Lauren told me at lunch a couple weeks ago that there's a podcast called The Big One, right?
I haven't listened to the podcast.
I will never.
But she's like, oh, I'm listening to The Big One. I was like, is that the big earthquake that's gonna hit us any moment now? And she's like, yeah.
Yep. And I'm sure I've heard this before, but I didn't know the extent of information on this.
Yeah. And Kelsey, don't like, read into it, Kels.
Should we even talk about it? Maybe not.
You can. I mean,
I just got so like for like 2 days, and I'm still kind of in it, I'll be honest with you guys, where now it will make you feel better about going on the road though, because you'll be like, hey, maybe I'll be gone for this. Because what they predicted is that we were going to have this huge earthquake that was gonna like ruin all of San Francisco and Los Angeles, like a 9 earthquake.
I thought it was supposed to be a 7.
I've read a bunch of different things. This is the thing, but it's problem. Between 9 and 7, but they said it was gonna happen 60 years ago. It still has not happened, and they just keep saying like any day now. Like, and so you're kind of like, well, obviously you fuckers don't know because it didn't happen. So that's what made me feel better, where I'm like, okay,
yeah, like
we're
a Y2K
guessing.
Situation.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and also I read something else that I've read a few things that were like, we can't predict earthquakes.
No.
Like these people who think they can predict, like, kind of see what maybe some signs are, but like we can't predict them. The huge one that was in Japan, that big one, apparently they were keeping an eye on a different fault line.
Oh, geez.
Like going like, this one's gonna any day now, and then that one happened, totally different thing, which is and then the other one that they were watching never happened. So it's just proof that we don't know. And like, fuck those scientists for freaking us out. I wouldn't be surprised if it was all a conspiracy, just to like, they just pop this shit back up whenever like politics like
something
gets
actually
too dicey.
Bad is happening.
Yeah, they're like, oh, like nobody talk about the Mueller thing. Like, just, oh, look, the earthquake. Like, you know,
right,
like you know, there's something to that. But I got so freaked out to the point where I was like, I need to buy water. I need, yeah. I was like, maybe we should move.
She like spiraling really hard.
I looked up,
God, you can really,
you can put your address into this website and it'll tell you what sort of zone you're in. Like,
oh,
if
Lord,
if an earthquake hits, we're in a liquefaction zone. Yeah.
She's
just
texting
FYI.
Me this too.
Yeah. I'm texting, I'm like, how are you not?
Liquefaction?
Yep. So basically in a huge earthquake like this, if you're in a liquefaction zone, this, it will be so hard that the type of soil we're on basically turns the ground to quicksand. So there are all these pictures of just cars halfway submerged in what was like asphalt after an earthquake.
Oh,
just
my,
just
God.
Quicksand.
Dude,
I know.
I'm moving.
I know.
That's so hard
well,
to hear.
They thought the big one was coming 20 years after the 94 earthquake, and 2014 came and went, and we're fine. It's right. Just like everybody has a different theory. It's so funny because stuff like that doesn't make me anxious. Like stuff that's totally beyond my control.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what are you going to do? It's the stuff that that's within my control that makes me really anxious.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
All the things that I'm doing that could be impacting the world in a bad way. That's what yeah. I freaking spiral with, you know?
Well, and that's what I spiraled the day before that about having kids.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Where
yeah.
I was like, I can't have kids. We have to adopt. And Kyle's like, so like, just like about everything. Like he's yeah. just fine. So like with the earthquake stuff, he's just like, oh, well, if they're like, he's like making a joke out of it, and I'm like, I'm like legit frightened.
Yeah,
like, what is wrong with you? He's like, we have no control over this. I'm like, we do, we can move. And he was like, we'll move somewhere else where something else could happen. He's like,
yeah,
you never know, like it's, we're fine. Like he's like, I just think it's unlikely. They thought it was gonna happen a long time yeah. ago. It hasn't happened. Like it's fine, like chill
yeah.
out. And then like with the kid stuff, he was like, he thought it was like a funny conversation that I was like, we can't make more people, like we have to adopt, like it's irresponsible and selfish to make more people, like we can't. And he's just like, he was like laughing it off. I was like, Kyle, we have to talk about this, like this is serious.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Dude, my it's like my good shit slash the fuck is very similar to what is happening with Taylor right now.
Oh, good.
But with, okay, you guys, I've been driving myself fucking crazy and I need your help. I need people to post in the Facebook group, start some threads or something, because I am simultaneously going vegan, plastic and waste free, clean and ethical products. I'm trying to only buy things secondhand, and it's happening all at once.
Oh,
and
no.
I am driving myself fucking insane.
Who let you do this? Who let you do all of this at one time?
Cam comes home every day and something different is happening. Okay, look.
So you're only going to do thrift stores?
Dude,
is that what you mean by
yeah,
saying?
I'm only. That's really easy because I love Buffalo Exchange. Have you guys been to Buffalo Exchange?
Yeah.
Oh, that place is fantastic.
That's barely a thrift store.
Yeah,
but that is all secondhand. I mean,
but they charge you like it's not.
Well, no, it's actually pretty decent.
Really?
I got a freaking like $150 sweater for $20.
Yeah, I've gotten some good things there.
It's really good. Oh,
okay.
And also it's like I found cute stuff there, and I only buy stuff maybe twice a year. And I can never find things in like regular stores, and I also just don't want to contribute to more shit being made. So I'm like, okay, Buffalo Exchange, that's the simple, easy, cute solution, right? But you guys, okay. So between the plastic free reducing my waste, I have bought those food wrappers that are made of like beeswax that you can reuse on food. So I'm eliminating, we never really had aluminum or plastic anyway.
Okay.
So I'm eliminating that. Simple.
That's
I
better
like
than Tupperware?
I like them a lot. Tupperware is fine if you have a couple and you just don't like rebuy or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is so you can like, if you have a bowl of something, you just put it on the bowl instead of a saran wrap.
Oh,
it's really, really good. I like those. Okay. I've done, you guys, I tried a menstrual cup this month.
Oh, no.
Yes,
why?
I did. I tried a menstrual cup. I'm going to continue. You know, there's definitely a learning curve the first couple days.
Yeah, I would assume.
But I wouldn't. Okay. I work from home now. Pretty simple. You can keep it in for 12 hours. So you only have to deal with it. You only have to deal with it twice in a day.
12 hours at what type of a flow?
When you, normal. I had, okay. my flow's horrendous, you know, so.
And you had it for 12 hours?
Yep, totally fine.
What are you fitting up there?
Totally fine. It's like the size of a, I don't know, like a large thimble. I don't know. What would
and
you
And that's
guys
enough?
It? Yeah, yeah.
For a heavy flow?
Yeah, well, think about how often your tampons are, you have to change those every, what, 4 hours or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And think about what it's like holding. I mean, it's like this. So the cup is like, it's probably the same, but okay. it's just a different material. Yeah, it's not, it's gross, for sure. It's gross, but I'm also like, you know what? We're also brought up to think our periods are like gross and like, don't talk about it, don't look at it, don't right. whatever. But then, on the other hand, it's like you should be like you should know what's coming out of your body, because if something doesn't look right, that's an indicator that something might be wrong, right? So I'm like, forget it. I'm just gonna get over myself and do yeah. this thing, and it's, you know, it's gonna save me money on tampons and resources and all that. So I wouldn't probably take it on like vacation with me. Okay. I'd probably go back to like the lovely natural tampons, like
yeah.
cotton and everything. But for everything else, I will probably be doing that, because
you can walk around with it.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's very comfortable. I don't even notice it. It's just in the morning and the evening, you just take it out, clean it, you put it back in. The learning curve is with the insertion and taking it out. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's just another thing I did. All right, you guys ready for more?
I have too many things to say about the mustard cup that I'm not going to say anything. Because we just don't have the time.
Yeah, so did that. Cam and I are now buying bamboo toilet paper and paper towels. Love it. Great. Fantastic. Easy. what else? Oh, I'm trying my best not to like use produce bags at the grocery store. I'm bringing my own like produce
right.
bags.
That's good.
That's simple, right?
That's easy.
You probably
yeah.
you already bring your own reusable bags. You guys are really good at carrying your water bottles everywhere. I'm getting better at that. So
I bought this today.
Oh, good. There
I
you
was
go. Whole Foods is really good
Whole
at
Foods,
that.
Yeah. I was, oh, no, cute. No. This wasn't Whole Foods, actually. I got this at Target.
Oh,
I was
really nice.
Of course you did. Yeah.
I was reusing plastic ones like
yeah.
for like a week and going like, this is good enough. And
oh, those aren't. That's bad to do.
I know. It's bad for you.
You're not supposed to drink
you're not
it.
Supposed
like,
to do
you're supposed
it.
To like, it like washes up stuff in the plastic and then you drink it. Don't
I
do that.
Know.
Dude,
this
I
is
stupid,
where it's
but I
fucking
finally got it.
Hard because it's like, okay, I bought a shit ton of vegan food that I felt like I'm happy about this. I made a good decision. And then I get home and I put it on my freezer and I'm like, it's all paper. This is so wasteful. What am I doing? And it's like, oh my God, do I got to
no.
make my own vegan food? I can't buy any products. Like, how do you balance being like, responsible when it comes to like plastic and paper,
yeah.
also responsible about like what you're eating and animals and the environment, also responsible like, is it an ethical company? Are people getting paid enough? What the fuck?
Oh,
you know
no,
what I mean?
No.
And then it's like, oh, I just figured
so
out
hard.
I just went clean with my products, but some of these clean like companies, not all of them are like maybe plastic or waste conscious, and not all of them are vegan, maybe. I don't know.
The
you
good
guys,
news is
it's driving me nuts.
God.
And then I wash my face with honey, and that's not vegan. Like,
oh, I guess that's
you guys,
true.
So I'm really spiraling hard. So if you guys could really help me out,
oh
like
God.
Are there things out there where it checks off all the boxes?
Yeah.
Maybe it's probably like a lot of DIY stuff, like make your own toothpaste, you're saving, you know, plastic. You're saving you're not buying shit.
Yeah, trying to keep the planet alive is a full-time
job. I stress myself
out
so much.
Just going to give your shoulder a little rub.
That is, I mean, that's the kind of thing where I'm like, that's what I don't stress out about, because I'm like, that is so far beyond my control.
Oh,
like, I can do what I can, but there's only
but
so much.
But it is within your control. That's the worst part.
I feel like getting away from an earthquake's within my control. I'd be like
oh
I can't
God,
believe
yeah.
I was like, did you get, she's like, you can buy water and stuff if you want. I'm like, did you do that? She's like, no. Fine. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to get a few gallons and keep them under a table, because that's the safest place to be in an earthquake, not a doorway. Did you guys know that? Doorway? That's bullshit.
Dude,
oh
if somebody
God.
Could start a thread that's like, look, this is vegan, clean, ethical, and waste-free.
And earthquake-proof.
Just put it out there. You know, because I feel like that's what I'd like to go for. Oh,
oh
my
God. You know what? It's fine, because once the big one hits, we'll all be foraging for food and it'll be very natural.
Delaney's going to have a head start.
Dude, yeah. I'm fucking, you know,
jeez,
it can't be
girl.
Perfect. You can't be perfect, but you can try. You can at least think about every purchase you make for a split second.
Do you guys want to move? I just
get a kick out of you. You trouble yourself so much. You just make your life hard.
I don't know. It's you know, it's like I'm at a point where I have some headspace to think about things. And of course, it's like what I'm filling it with, right?
Yeah.
But because I'm not just like trying to get through and survive the day, I feel like I have more breathing room.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, should I buy this toilet paper or should I buy this one? This one is bamboo and sugarcane. This seems like a much better choice. You know, yeah, but before I was like, whatever is cheap and easy, that's what I was going for. So now I'm like, I'm really trying to like form habits, new habits, and I really need everybody's help.
I feel like next week you're going to come in and be like, so I stopped using toilet paper.
Yeah.
What I do is I just use my hand and then I wash it and then I use my hand again and then I wash it. And it's like, you know, my hand is like my diva cup for poop.
My hand is like my diva cup for poop.
I need so much help.
So far you can go.
Seriously, like again, like with the diva, like,
oh my God.
You get to a point where it feels like beyond my help, like beyond anything I can say. I mean, I think something like like Buffalo Exchange, that's a very reasonable.
Super reasonable.
Reasonable step.
I fucking love that place.
See, I like Buffalo Exchange, but they don't like me. Have you ever tried to sell your clothes to them?
They hate my clothing.
They do.
They don't take my
clothing.
They
make me feel like such a peasant.
Yeah.
They're always like, this isn't in season. I look around the store. I'm like, dude, you have fucking like combat boots and like a puffy jacket. Like, you don't know what the fuck this style is right now. Come on. Yeah. Like, just like buy my jeans.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
There's a shirt with a chicken on it. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Yeah. I don't take my clothes there anymore, but I don't. Yeah, I just donate those other.
Well, you don't
have
any clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
To take there, you need every bit of clothing you have.
Oh my God, dude! Cam just got rid of a bunch of clothing, and I went shopping in the pile that he got rid of.
Oh my God!
And I'm like, oh my God, these shirts! I could totally wear these.
Oh my God, this has to stop. There has to be a line.
I will show you the next time I see you guys. I'll be in a Cam shirt, and you guys will probably forget this conversation, and you'll probably say it's cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cam isn't even remotely your size. Cam is a giant man.
The problem is he is my width. He's actually smaller than me. He's just longer.
He's not smaller than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He is a tiny little thing. Like, no. Oh man, I'll try to snap some photos of him naked discreetly. But
I feel like we've seen videos of him dancing with his shirt off on your Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, he's either way, we can wear the same clothing.
Yeah,
which I don't, oh, you know, God. It took me a while for me to be okay with that.
Just take it easy on yourself. Yeah. Because any small improvement you're making is better than what you were doing 2 months ago, a year ago, whatever.
I need to hear that.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're doing a great job.
You're doing way better than us.
Oh, sure. Think about us.
Yeah.
Think about all the shit I'm still putting on my face every day. Be like, what a dumb
I'm trying to get sponsored by Target.
Yeah.
I'm basically Satan.
Yeah. Taylor is single-handedly trying to help
destroy the planet.
Sweatshops.
You know what? Yeah. Oh my God. Does Target use sweatshops?
Yeah, Target is like one of the worst.
Oh fuck. Okay.
They like treat employee like Dan Cummins did a great time suck on that. Like they do not like pay people well. They did not like
Walmart. I thought Walmart.
Target is not good either.
Shit.
Dude. It's so because like where do you stop? You can totally spiral and then it's like, well, this is vegan, but how much water is being used to make that? You know, it's like you just you have to fucking, you just got to do your best.
Yeah, just do your best.
And that's what I'm trying to do.
But I think you think that your best is like a superhuman amount.
Oh, God.
You need to be like a little more realistic on like what.
It's so annoying.
Just take it like a day at a time.
Yeah.
Oh, one
there was a quote that I read actually that was super helpful. And it was on like one of these vegan plastic free accounts that I started following. Was like, we don't need a handful of people doing it perfectly. We need millions of people doing it imperfectly. And that's how we make an impact. I'm like, that's true. Okay.
Love that.
But like there's certain things where it's like I've never liked using wrapping paper or gift bags, stuff like that, where I'm like, I'm gonna try to think of ways to like gift wrap things differently. Like that's just like creative stuff.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've exhausted myself. You guys go.
I have one more good shit, Delaney. I was in Spokane last weekend for shows, and thank you to the awesome helpsters who came out. You guys were so much fun to meet. And my friends threw me a surprise bridal shower up there.
So cute. I saw the video. So precious.
I was completely surprised. This has been such a fun year of like me surprising friends and like friends surprising me. It's just, I don't know. It's not, it's never been like a thing in my life, but for some reason this last year, I think it's because everybody's like turning 30 and stuff. But yeah. My best friend Kelly flew over from Seattle. The plan was just, I was just going to have brunch with my friend Elizabeth and bring my mom, and just the three of us were going to have brunch. And I walked in and like, they had decorated this whole big corner of the restaurant. She, my friend Elizabeth, like handmade all of these bridal shower gifts. It was one of those moments where it's like, almost like a Kathy Heller thing where I'm like, you should be doing this. Like you should be working somehow in the wedding business, because she's a nurse. And I think sometimes she feels like she's not really loving that anymore. And she went so above and beyond. She like handcrafted all these amazing bridal shower decorations, put together all these fun games for us to play, gift bags. Like it was so nice. So not only did Kelly fly over, but then one of my other best friends, Hannah, who lives there in Spokane, she was there too. And it was like, that to me, there's like no better thing in the world than like feeling that kind of love from your friends and like just them doing something sweet like that. So it was so cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I wasn't even planning on having a bridal shower. That's the other thing, was like that just wasn't, I just wasn't going to do that. Yeah. I've been trying to keep things pretty simple for the wedding. So the fact that they put that together really meant a lot to me. And then we all went out dancing after my show that night. Like they came out to my show and went dancing afterward. It was just great. Yeah. I mean, like I miss my friends from home so much all the time. I know I talk about that a lot on here. So anytime that I can see them really like fills me up till the next time. Aww. So yeah,
that's so cool.
It was very cool. Very cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
If you're not following Kelsey on Instagram, you're missing out.
Kelsey Cook comedy, baby.
Beautiful moments like this.
Yeah, they caught it on video too, which is cool. It wasn't, my reaction is very different than like when I surprised Kelly. Like Kelly's reaction where she like screamed and freaked out. My reaction was just to leave. Like I just couldn't handle it. Like I literally, you see me walk in and then I like walk out of the restaurant because I just, my brain couldn't handle it.
That's so very cute. Very sweet.
And if you do get on the Patreon, this upcoming episode is just me and Delaney.
Yeah.
And we did our best Kelsey impressions.
We tried.
I haven't listened to your guys' yet when I was traveling, but apparently there are some Taylor impressions on that one.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to hear us all imitating each other,
get
on Patreon this month.
I almost don't. I almost don't want to hear it. I'm afraid to hear what I sound
there
like to you guys.
There was a couple. Delaney!
did I do the thing that you say I do? What's the thing I do? Where you're like, yeah.
Oh, dude, I did not do that one.
That's the one you
when
say.
When Kels is really into something, she'll be like, she'll look at you. But she'll look at you and then she'll look away when she goes, Yeah, that's when you know that you have a fucking brilliant idea, is when Kelsey does that. You're like, oh, I'm onto something.
That's so funny. I still don't notice when I do that. I still, that's funny to me. So we're going to dive into the meat.
Oh, yes. And dating, this episode is a Patreon winner. So you guys all voted on this topic. And if you're interested in voting on topics that we will discuss on the show, patreon.com/selfhelpless.
Yeah. So we have some stuff to talk about with modern dating. So there's this whole big idea with the paradox of choice. People have access to more options than ever, so much so that a single option feels disposable, says author and CEO of Plum Dating and author of The Love Gap, Jenna Birch. This often leaves people second guessing themselves and wondering if they could have done better.
Oh, totally.
Man.
Isn't that horrible? Totally.
It's horrible and it's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, I feel like that rings so true for our generation. This idea of like, well, there's all these people, so how do I know if the person I'm with is as good as it can get? Should I just keep looking? Should I keep looking? Yeah.
Just want to keep one-upping everything.
Yeah.
Like, even just like talking about our own self-improvement, it's like we could always be better, you know? And it's like, okay, you got to calm the fuck down at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the reason I feel like our grandparents stay together their whole lives is because those choices weren't there. Like,
yeah,
you found the person, like I feel this like the is, first yeah. person you fell in love with in high school or college, that's who you married.
Right.
Totally. Like the first big, like just earth shattering love you had, that was the person forever.
Or yeah, you got no matter knocked how, up yeah. and then you or had you no choice.
Yeah, or they shattered right. your uterus.
Or it was arranged marriage. Like, this is Gary. This is forever.
This is Gary. This is forever.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I feel like it's almost like dating gambling or something where like you keep going and going and going until sometimes I see people out there who it's almost like they bust and they are single like late in life because they've just refused to accept that maybe who they've been with is the right person right. and just been like, well, maybe I can find somebody better. And then maybe you realize, oh, I should have just stopped Dude. Looking for so long.
Yeah. It's so true. And then also relationships get better over time. So if you're just judging on the first couple dates, the first few weeks, you're not even allowing to have an incredible relationship.
Like so true.
My relationship with Cam is so different than it was 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. Oh,
when we
yeah.
first started dating. And I will tell you one thing. If I had met Cam several years earlier, I don't think I would have stayed with him.
Oh,
because interesting.
I would have not dated Kyle if I met him in college.
See?
God, no.
Really?
Yeah, because my priorities and values and deal breakers were so different when I was younger than they are now. Like, if I had met him when I was younger and I, like, saw that he was kind of, like, messy in his apartment, that would have been it. I'd have been done. Like, that. Forget it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
because I dated so many people, there was some huge deal breakers that I experienced. And I experienced those big deal breakers and then I dated Cam, I'm like, oh, you're a little messy. This is the worst. This is it? Okay, I can probably deal with this.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
I'm very grateful for that. But yeah, that timing couldn't have been more perfect for me and Cam.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's just being young, too. Like I said, like,
yeah.
if you're, you know, in your... But I think, again, it's so tough because it's a balance, like you said, Kelsey. Like, some people wait too long because they're waiting for something better and better and better. And then other people, like... too early or like this is the person. It's like, okay, you're 20, like maybe just wait until you're the person that you're gonna be. But who I was in college and who Kyle was in college would not have even hung out
right
as friends.
Interesting.
Like, at all. Like I went to they did like a little thing for like the 2-year anniversary of Don't Tell, and one of his college friends was there, and he kind of said something to the effect of, he's like oh yeah, you were like you were a real frat boy in college. And I was like, yeah, thank God we didn't meet then, because there's no way in hell. I mean, even when I met him, I got that vibe from, not like he was a douchebag or anything, but I was just like, oh, that's like that type of person. And I didn't even remember meeting him because I like didn't even register. I was like,
you were just like a hot frat boy next.
Yeah, I was
next,
like, you're just like a cute fratty guy. Like, oh, that's not into
God,
that.
He's like so opposite. Like when anytime I've been around Kai, he's like just like the sweetest.
Yeah, I don't get guy at all from
but
him.
That's what his friend said. His friend was like, his buddy goes, he was, yeah, it's hard to picture now, but yeah, you're real
funny.
Or I've like seen photos of him like drunk in college, and I'm just like, oh yeah, that's a different person.
Wow. Mm. Well, and it's also not only like do people kind of keep looking and keep looking, thinking they can find somebody better, but I think people forget that they are also flawed.
Yeah.
And yeah. instead of thinking, oh, I can do better, it's like, know that whatever you're bringing to the table, even though you might be great, you're going to be bringing shit too yeah. that somebody else is going to have to deal with. So mm-hmm. I think sometimes people should be like maybe a little bit more realistic.
Oh, totally. I worry about that too. I worry about that more than worrying about me like doing better. I'm oh. like, well, what if I meet someone better in 10 years? I'm like, ooh, what if he meets someone better in 10 years? And oh, it's like, really? Ooh, yikes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
which is why I, you know, we have this podcast and we're trying to improve ourselves so that my partner does not leave me.
Girl, you're amazing. Don't worry about that.
That's not going to happen.
Another thing is online shopping for mates, basically, with our online dating now. According to social researchers, online dating has produced some of the most profound and widespread changes to traditional courtship that have been seen in decades, namely its effects on fundamental interpersonal processes. Dr. Venus Nicolino says, we are in the process of redefining how humans communicate and potentially how we fall in love. As the majority of the courting process is done over electronic communication, such as text, all we are doing is projecting our insecurities onto a screen.
God damn. So
we are basically having a relationship with the most insecure parts of ourselves.
Oh, good Lord.
Yikes.
Thanks, Dr. Nicolina.
Nicolino. Oh,
Nicolino. Oh, holy wow. balls.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Hard to see it in print, isn't it?
Dude.
Yeah, that's very real.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And like ghosting's a thing.
I know. What yeah. The well, the fuck? Fact that you need all these terms now, like we have different terms that we looked up. Ghosting, as Delaney just said, is essentially disappearing from the life of someone you've been dating.
Yeah.
Like the fact that they're like, if you talk to your grandparents about ghosting, they're not going to know what you're saying.
They're like, that person died of cholera. Like,
what a cute way.
Yeah. Ethel in the attic? Our actual ghost? Yeah.
Yeah. Swiping left, dismissing someone as a romantic opportunity in less than the time it takes to sneeze.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Wow.
You're literally throwing somebody in the garbage. Like, you're throwing them away.
Yeah. No wonder we have trouble connecting with people. We see everyone as, like, these, like, very...
I feel like we swipe left on people in real life too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that's just our quick process of being like, nope, nope, nope. Yes, that's maybe. True. No, no, no.
I swipe left on friends too, I'm sure. Where I'm just like, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
orbiting, which I have not heard of orbiting. Have you guys heard
No,
of
I have not heard of orbiting.
Orbiting is when somebody is not quite part of your life, but make sure to keep themselves relevant to you by popping up on your social media, for example.
Dude, I had a big time fucking orbiter in my life.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Once a year, probably he'd pop up. Check in, see what I was up to. Stopped hearing from him once I started dating Cam, but it was like every 6 months to a year, this person would pop up. I'm like, why does this keep happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just tell me if you want to hook up or if you want to be friends or if you want to just stop completely. I'm cool with all of those things.
Yeah.
But whatever this is confusing me.
Yeah. Mm. Someone keeping tabs on you.
Yeah. It was weird.
Until you're not. Was it while you were single?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's weird.
It was always when I was single. Mm-hmm. If I had a boyfriend, I didn't hear from the person. When I was single, I would. And it'd be like a hookup situation. Then it would go like 6 months again.
Huh.
Like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either be my hookup buddy or just get the hell out of my way.
They probably just like the rush of like having that communication with you and, you know, that flirtation and seeing what would happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I have
Or they were just trying to like get to know. Did you feel like they were trying to get to know you while you're.
No.
No, they weren't.
They were using me for my body and I was totally fine with it. I was just like, can we be on the same page here? What's going on here?
Yeah.
But yeah, somebody. I've never orbited somebody, but I ghosted somebody one time and I feel terrible and I would never did it again because it was fucking, I felt terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't know to say.
I mean, what do you have to know the person a certain amount in order to ghost them? Or is it as simple as like you talk to somebody and you unmatched with them on a dating
You can go
app?
On one date with somebody and then you say, hey, that was really fun. Thanks so much. And then they just never speak to you again.
That's not ghosting, right?
Well, if they don't respond, like, yeah, it was super cool. And then it was like, you can be like a mutual ghosting situation, maybe.
Yeah, we're both just like, eh.
But if you're like, hey, would you want to go out again? And then there's just nothing.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, I'm getting ghosted.
Yeah.
But
I've ghosted a lot of comedy bookers.
Dude, one.
you just don't open the Facebook message.
I don't think I ghost that person. I think I just continued to come up with excuses why I couldn't hang out.
And then hope they
I
get
feel like that's
hint.
A little bit better than ghosting. One of my friends who wasn't used to dating in this modern era did go on a date, didn't hear from the person. Like, she reached out, he didn't respond. and she really thought like he was dead, like he was dying, or it's like something had happened. And I had to tell her like, no, dude, this is how dating works now. This is unfortunately.
So oh, bless her.
Yeah, this is an unfortunately a really shitty thing that happens. It's called ghosting, and she was like, "Fuck that!" And she went after this guy until she got a response. She's like, this is super disrespectful. I'm a human being and I want you to just be honest. And he eventually responded, you're right, I'm really sorry. I just didn't feel it and I wish you the best of luck. Great. Just me too. That. Thank you. Like, yeah. That's all I'm asking
good
for. And I was
for
like,
her.
Fucking good for you. That is badass.
Yeah.
We shouldn't
really
be doing that to people.
Yeah, no.
We shouldn't be doing that to people. It's
and it's
so
easy.
Shitty.
Even like the end of a date, like I went on one, I did one dating app date and it was fine. Nice guy, cute, like whatever. I just was like, nah, like I was just bored. It was just nothing.
Right.
And so at the end, I just try to make it real clear. I think I said once even through the course, I'm like, yeah, no, let's, I mean, we'll probably never go out again, but let's like, you know, like, and then I think at the end I said like, yeah, really nice to meet you. Like that yeah. kind of thing. And I yeah. feel like if someone says like, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
That's pretty clear. A, yeah. And then I deleted the app. So, I mean,
so
I
then you're done.
Have, yeah.
You ghosted
yeah.
the entire app.
I ghosted the entire app. That's what I'm saying. Are you ghosting somebody if you just unmatch after talking? I don't think you do that. That's not ghosting. That's
yeah.
just like,
I feel like you got to meet the person.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
yeah, you could ghost if you're just texting back and forth, but I think it's a lot more brutal once you've
yeah.
seen and met them in person and spent some time
yeah.
and then they just disappear.
Yeah. yeah. I've used the analogy before, but it's like, your pet being hit by a car versus your pet running away.
Yeah.
Or something like that, right. where it's like when yeah. they run away, like you just keep hope alive for so long.
Right.
It's so much more cruel in a way than just knowing that it's
yeah.
over. Same with breakups or
yeah.
ghosting or whatever you want to call it. It's like when you just don't tell that person, there's still that open-ended hope, which is just awful.
Yeah.
yeah.
Awful, awful.
It's like, just tell us you don't want to see us. Tell exactly when the earthquake's going to be because I can't deal with the uncertainty.
Oh, my God. Should I get into some of these statistics?
Yeah. Get into
yeah.
Statistics.
All right. So number of online dating users in the U.S., 33.9 million.
Wow.
wow.
Holy balls. 40,
oh, my God. Nobody that. Meets in real life anymore.
No. I feel like, so, like, yeah, I mean, most people I talk to met on a dating app or,
no.
yeah,
yeah,
I mean.
There's no shame to it anymore.
No,
for a while,
no.
people were, like, embarrassed. You remember
oh,
that, like,
no.
a comedy clubs,
yeah.
if you ask how they met, people were like,
dude,
I had that come. Now
yeah.
it's just like, yeah, we met on Tinder. Like,
yeah.
end of story. And there's no, nothing weird about it.
It's work, school, or Tinder. That's
yeah.
all you got.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I had some hot boyfriends off of OkCupid. There is no shame. Okay?
Yeah.
Very attractive.
And I got a pretty good bit out of OkCupid. So
there you go.
Use them for what they are.
43% of people ages 18 to 34 and 42% of people ages 35 to 54 have used or are currently using dating apps. So it's really all ages, people.
Wow, yeah.
I guess past the 50s. I heard
it's websites.
You've heard that, retirement communities have like the highest STD rates because
yeah.
they're just getting it on.
Yeah, as
so,
well they should.
Dude, that's like a real life dating app. It's just, you know, book somebody into retirement home. They
oh
should
God.
Be happy.
I need to have a conversation with my mom. Lord. Keep
give
her some safe
comments.
Out there.
That's a real good point.
Yeah.
And then Tinder is the favorite dating app of people ages 18 to 29, while Match.com is the favorite of people 30 to 44 years old. That makes
oh.
sense.
Yeah.
And
that's
then,
younger than I would have thought.
Oh, really?
In your 30s, Match?
Oh, dude, I was ready to go on Match if I hadn't met Cam.
Really?
I was so over the Tinders and
that
the
OkCupids. Right.
I
yeah.
wanted to pay for it just mm-hmm. to weed out people who maybe weren't serious about actually wanting to find a relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was going to try all that shit. I was going to go for it. And then there's some advice from a psychologist. Do you want to read this part, Taylor?
Sure, I'll read that part. Here. Let's see. The advice from a psychologist Tai Toshiro is an author and researcher who studies the psychology of relationships, why some relationships last and others don't. He is the author of the book, The Science of Happily Ever After. So here are some of the things that the psychologist says. Use the time in between relationships to reflect on what worked and what didn't in past relationships. Set some goals or strategies about what you would want to do differently moving forward. This could involve paying attention to the types of personality traits that do or do not work for you. So true. Mm-hmm.
I have
never learned more about myself than I did in that like year that we all started working together, that I took like very intentionally did not date anybody after being in relationships for a few years. I was like, okay, just give yourself a minute to figure out why you keep making the same mistakes.
You trailed off a little bit.
Just trailed off. Prioritize the ideal traits or characteristics of your possible partner in order of importance. Yeah, make a list of all the things. But make a list of deal breakers, you know? Don't make a list of, like, they have to be brunette. Fucking get over yourself. Right. Date a redhead. Date whoever you want. Agreeableness and kindness are indicators of long-term stability and satisfaction in relationships. Use the judgments of your friends and family of your partner to help determine if he/she has these traits. Oh,
yeah.
That's good advice.
I agree with that 100%.
Such good advice.
I've said that many times in regards to Kane, that he is by far like the kindest man I know, like heart of gold. And that's the type of shit that like that doesn't get wrinkly, that doesn't fade or whatever. Yeah. Like if somebody has that trait, that really I think spreads into so many other areas of life and your relationship. If somebody just has a baseline kindness to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think all the men that are listening right now who are attracted to women, just know that if you're a good, nice dude, you're gonna win in the end.
Yeah.
Like there's people that are probably gonna go through the bad boy phase and all that bullshit. Like I definitely did that.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
You're gonna get them in the long term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and like I think it can be really frustrating because, you know, it might not seem like that if you're dating, but I promise you, we all end up with the good guys.
That's true. Yeah, and if you don't, then that doesn't last for very long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It just doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
Should we talk about any worst dates we've been on, perhaps? Any good
I haven't been on a lot
stories?
Of, like, I've really, besides that OkCupid dude, maybe, like, two other people.
Yeah.
That I had gone on dates with that didn't turn into relationships. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm pretty focused.
I haven't, to be honest, I didn't do a ton of like dating, just like casual dating. I was a bit of like a serial
monogamous.
I just like jumping around a bit. But I mean, like sexually and like hooking up wise, I had a couple weird things where I went on one date with a guy. God, maybe like almost 10 years ago now. And at the end of the date, he went in to kiss me and the makeout was basically like a vacuum attaching to my face. It was like aggressive. Like it like hurt my mouth. It was way more intense than it should have been. And it's so weird because like his vibe the whole night was pretty laid back and just, you know, seemed nice or whatever. And then the makeout was like, he hated my face with his mouth. It felt, like not normal, not okay. Oh, so that wasn't pleasant. And then there's a guy I dated briefly after him who, you know, bless, I'm a sweaty person. So like, I don't like to judge. I'm pretty sure I have hyperhidrosis.
I'm a sweaty person.
But he was like a foot taller than me. And we had sex. It was the first time we had sex and he was on top of me. And so my head was like directly above his chest and he was sweating and this sweat was dripping down and hitting me in the forehead.
Have I told this on the podcast before?
I think you might have told us. I don't know if it was on the podcast. That is...
And like, and he was super hot, but I just remember thinking, oh, this is hard to maintain hardcore focus with your sweat hitting me on the forehead and the face.
Did he acknowledge it? Was he like, splash zone? Just one little, you gotta say something.
I think he did acknowledge. I'm like, sorry, I'm sweating so much.
Okay, there you go. He wasn't like, okay, are you crying? Like, he wasn't like totally,
because I was
stupid,
trying to like casually, like discreetly wipe my forehead.
Trying to like be hot, but also like mop yourself.
It's tough because it's like you can't control that. You
I know exactly.
That's
so it's
so unfortunate.
That wasn't like a deal breaker. Yeah. And then we just said it
about
really
being.
Put a
towel in between if you continue dating, right?
Just dabbing him. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't a deal breaker, but we just ended up not really being right for each other.
Yeah. I have been on too many to count. Just to list a few at the top of my head. One time I went on a lunch date. The guy conveniently forgot his wallet. I had to pay for lunch. And then after lunch, he asked me if I wanted to go on a second date in his plane that he owned to have sex. And I said, no, thank you. I will never be seeing you again.
Wait, this guy owned a plane and couldn't pay for lunch?
Yep. He was like, oh, I forgot the wallet. Do you mind? Like, yeah, okay, that's fine. And then he's like, we'll love to take you out again. You want to have sex on my plane, basically. And I'm like,
Did he say it that explicitly?
He was a German exchange student. So there was a lot of, there was a very thick accent. English was not his first language. Didn't know that in the profile. He failed to mention that part. Which that's fine. But so that basically sex on the plane was in the second date idea.
Which that has to be a lie, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a fire festival situation.
I went to
that's not his plane.
You never know, right? Yeah, it's probably not. I probably would have been murdered or something. But I did go to school in Santa Barbara, and there's a really small airport in Santa Barbara for like people's private planes. And shit like that. So he, it's funny enough, he wasn't the only person I know who had a plane. So it was maybe less weird. I don't really know his deal, but that was not a fun one. Oh my God. There was one guy who we were talking about college on a date, and I told him I was a religious studies major, and he told me how stupid and dumb that was for me to study that. And I'm like, oh, let me guess, you probably were majored in business because you figured you'll work in business one day, right? How's that going for you? You happy with your day-to-day, sir? And he's like, yeah, I did major in business. I'm like, oh great, yeah, you seem like a real great guy. Like, anyway, that was a really fun date. And then halfway through the date, he was getting up to go to the bathroom, and as he was getting up to go to the bathroom, he simultaneously was leaning in to try to give me a kiss across the table. And I was like, dude, the date's not even going well. Like, what are you doing right now? I'm actually going to be leaving when you go to the bathroom. Yeah. So that was
holy
fun.
Shit.
You left while he was in the bathroom?
Yeah. I was like, I got to leave early. So like, you know,
good
whatever.
For you.
Yeah. It was very uncomfortable. Oh man, dude. So the kissing and the biting, like somebody trying to give you like a first kiss and they're just biting your lips. That's very uncomfortable.
Wow, that's bold.
I mean, that's just to name a few. I just wanted to like, yeah. Or yeah.
Yeah, if you've had bad dates, please know you're so not alone.
So not alone. And then the lying about the height thing. That's a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
But like, I'm a tall lady. So if you say that you're like 6 feet and then you're 5'5", that's just going to make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
There is a reason, and it's nothing to do. Short guys are very attractive. All that, like, have you seen fucking Mark Wahlberg? I have in person. He's very cute, very short. But there's a reason, like, I like to date people who are around my height, because that's a me thing, because I feel like I'm kind of
bad
already.
Bad knees. Yeah. Yeah. You're not athletic.
I feel like I'm kind of masculine in a lot of ways. So if I'm also taller than the person, it just doesn't make me feel great.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. Just be honest.
Lying about to yourself. Height or really anything looks like is so silly, because you're going to meet
the
person.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. It's like face tuning your nudes. Like, they're going to see you.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to be like, oh, I guess they're not going to give your profile the benefit of the doubt. Like,
yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right. I will hook up with the short guy though, because you're just in bed the most of the time. That doesn't matter. But like, if I'm going to be, you know.
Or she would have.
She would have.
Yeah. Right. Cam,
that's
if you're listening.
Passed. That's
a Will is still too present.
Dude, can I give some people some dating tips for the online really quick? Okay, you guys, if you're having trouble on the online dating circuit, I really got this thing down to like a science eventually. Your profile pictures. Have some stuff where you're doing something fun. I don't know. Are you rock climbing? You're hiking? Have pictures with friends. So we know you have friends. Mm-hmm. That's always very important. Not just like a bunch of solo shots with you with your shirt off in the bathroom. Like, we're swiping left on that shit. Fill out your profile. Make it a complete profile. So we want to make sure you put some time and thought into it, right? Never copy and paste a message. Nope. No, hey, sup. No, how you doing? Just read the profile, take a little one-liner of something that that person said and be like, hey, I liked the Spider-Man movie too. What did you think about the second one? It's as simple as that. Just you put a little bit of effort into it. You're not copying and pasting. I cannot tell you. Like, and then you have to do the messaging. There's very few people I went on dates with who messaged me first.
So you're speaking specifically to our male listeners right now.
Anybody.
Oh,
like,
okay.
If you are an online dating platform and things are not going well, take a look at your profile, fill it out completely, put a plethora of photos in there. Not just like you standing alone, you know, in a field or something, like,
right.
Be intentional about that stuff. And they, I think they also say like, you're more likely to get people to kind of like message you if like you have a actual profile picture than if you're straight on. There's some
really
weird, yeah, there's like some weird tips, but just like check out the tips
I've
for your profile.
Heard that. I've never heard
yeah,
that
very strange. Do the messaging. Like, don't just wait. Don't just make a profile and just sit there and wait for it to collect messages, because chances are you're gonna get a lot of like the scams and the copy and paste messages and like the all that crap. So like, you have to go hunt for people.
Yeah.
Look at people's profiles. Like, hey, I have a lot in common with this person, and message them.
Yeah.
Like, ladies, don't just sit back.
Yeah.
Message
yeah.
these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I went on any date that I was not the person who asked them out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta be forward.
You gotta be very forward. Just make it happen. It's a numbers game.
Well, I hope we're all feeling very empowered.
Yeah. This was fun. This episode is coming out on Monday, April 8th. I'll be at the Comedy Store on Friday, the 12th, here in LA, and then on Saturday is my 30th birthday party.
Woo!
Yay! Yay! We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna go roller skating. Yeah. It's gonna be so much fun.
So awesome.
Yeah. Anybody have anything specific they need to plug today?
Tell me again when this comes out.
Monday, April 8th.
April 8th. Oh, perfect. Okay. I am at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, April 18th through 20th. That
Yay.
Got worrisome for a minute. And I would love, if you are in Southern California, for you to come to that. The La Jolla Comedy Store is basically where I became a comedian, I feel like, and where I started. And I would wait outside and before I turned 21 and like go do my set and then come back out and sit on the bench because I wasn't old enough to
go. Oh my gosh.
So I'm really excited. Dustin Nickerson, one of my very good friends and very funny San Diego comic, will be featuring, and it's just, I'm very excited about that weekend. So please come to that. And then if you're in Austin, Texas, I am at Moon Tower Comedy Festival the 25th through the 27th. And then I am at Comedy Works downtown in Denver, May 8th through 11th.
Nice.
Yeah. Noise. And then I just want to give a shout out to one of our helpsters, Alicia, who I had a one-on-one creative consultation with this past week. It was so much fun. I am now offering creative consulting just to our patrons right now. So if you're interested, join the Patreon and hit me up via email, or you can reach out to selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com and I can send you that information. And yeah, that's about it. Super excited to get that going.
Yay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you. If you haven't given us a 5-star rating and review yet on iTunes, please do. It really helps us move up those charts. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Yay.
All right. Love you. Bye.
You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at Self Helpless Podcast. And you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there. Information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show, our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, KelseyCook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram, and TTomComedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys
so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.